Our coaches' shows end here on 92.1 KMZA, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network, on a Wednesday with our final coach here of the day with Jason Claycamp, head coach of the Onega Boys. This locker room chat is presented by Blue Valley Technologies, Community Healthcare System, and Onega Pharmacy. Onega season coming to a close in the quarterfinals fall to the Troy Trojans, finishing out the season 8-14 overall, 2-8 in the league. But, coach, I know the season's over, but, you know, you talk about it. This has been an incredible season for you and your team. I mean, last year or two, win team, so already not just a 6-win improvement, but also 2 wins in the TVL. Coach, what are your thoughts about this season as it comes to an end?
Yeah, I thought we put together a solid year. We had to deal with injuries and sickness most of the year. I think we only had one kid that played in every game. It was Ryder Colterman, the freshman. So we had some ups and downs. We had some guys that had to step up and fill roles and when we had those guys out, and they did that. I thought we did a lot of good things this year. We took some steps forward. I think if we were healthy, I think it might have been a little better, but a 6-win improvement is not too shabby.
You look also at this senior class, Coy Nider. He finished with a good performance at Troy with 20 points, but then you look at the rest, Vandenberg, Daniels, Volberg, and Wegner, you know, a solid five group of seniors. You know, what do you have to kind of say for this group as, you know, this is their final year here playing hoops on your court?
Yeah, we had a good group of seniors this year. Not all of them got a lot of varsity minutes necessarily, but they all contributed in one way or another. And I thought they all filled their roles very well. Coy finished the season, I think he averaged almost 12 points a game and 4 assists and almost 5 rebounds a game, I believe. So pretty good stat numbers there across the line for Coy. Josh Daniels was a kid who struggled early on, and he came on late and gave us some great minutes, especially after Kaysen went down. I thought he put together a good season after not playing basketball last year. And Keegan Vandenberg, he's kind of that spark plug. He missed a lot of time early and with an ankle injury, and once we got him back, he's a kid that gives max effort and just does a lot of little things well for us. And he actually finished with 11 points the other night as well. So, proud of our seniors. Wish them best of luck in the future and move forward from here.
What were the best improvements you kind of saw this year through your group of players out on the floor?
Well, I thought just learning better shot selection was huge for us this year. And last year, I think as a team from three, we shot like 20-some percent. And this year, I believe we were just over 30% from three, and a lot of that was just due to better shot selection. Defensively, I thought we stepped up and played a lot better defensively this year as well. We got better in almost every single area.
Well, Coach, you talk about the upcoming seasons here for your team. You got a lot of young talent, of course, one being Kaysen Huffless, who did unfortunately go down earlier this season. But you talk about a young player like that who, you know, almost hit 500 career rebounds this year. I mean, he's going to be a guy who can easily eclipse so many milestones as the year goes on for him. And then you also have young talent like Ryder Colterman and many others. So, you know, what are your expectations here for this off season as well as the upcoming year here for your team?
Yeah, we lose a big group of seniors, but there are some young guys who will still be back. I think working in the off season, just getting better there, is where it's got to continue to happen. In the last couple of seasons, all those guys have put in that work in the off season, and I look for them to take another step forward next year.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always, and thank you for joining us for our final week here of our coaches shows.
Yeah, thank you.
That is head coach Jason Claycamp with the Onega Boys. Again, season coming to an end here in 14-2-8 in the Twin Valley League. Again, appreciate everyone here who's listening to our coaches' shows every week here. And again, thank you final time here to our Onega Locker Room Chat sponsors, Blue Valley Technologies, Community Healthcare System, and Onega Pharmacy.